G'day, I'm Pete Dillon. Let's chat. Let's Chat is a space where you and I get to talk to some really interesting people. Let's chat to Dami Im. For 5 years, Dami Im has been part of our musical landscape. She walked off the stage in 2013 as the winner of The X Factor, and what she has achieved in the time since could be considered mercurial. She is a classically trained musician. She represented Australia in the Eurovision Song Contest in 2016, placed second, performed in front of 200 million people worldwide, and she's deigning us with her presence. Dami Im, hello.
Hello.
Good to talk to you. First of all, congratulations on this brand new album. I love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited that it's finally coming out and everybody get to hear it.
Well, the track listing itself, so let's talk a little bit about the album first. It is an honour to some of the best songs written and performed by women over quite a long time. What inspired you to create a body of work like this?
Well, as you said in the introduction, I've been... the X Factor, everybody's come to know me through X Factor 5 years ago, but I wanted to do something where I get to really show myself with the type of music that I've always loved before. That's before people got to know me through the show. And I've been a trained classical pianist since I was little, and I love jazz, and I used to sing jazz in little bars and things like that. And I do admire these strong female singers such as Nina Simone, Ella Fitzgerald, Aretha Franklin, all of these. So I created an album where I sort of sat at the piano and sing some of my favorite songs in this type of style that I've always loved. And also I wrote some originals as well for this album, including the title track, I Hear a Song.
So this is kind of, I guess, we know Dami Im the pop star. This is Dami Im the seasoned musician, arranger, producer?
I guess a lot of people hadn't seen me play the piano and, this side of me. So it's great I get to, share that with, through this album.
And you've recorded the album and the tracks with some of the most extraordinary musicians that are going around. Musicians that have performed with Johnny Cash, Elton John, Diana Krall, Lady Gaga, Stevie Wonder, Beyonce. That list is extraordinary. And members of the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. So it gets you an opportunity, I guess, to really show us your chops.
I recorded it over in Nashville, and these musicians, they're incredible, world class. They perform with all these big names, and it was just so great to work with such talented, seasoned musicians and create something that's real and sort of really authentic musically. It's a very organic kind of sounding record. I think it's not so much like artificial auto-tune, things that, many people are used to hearing these days. I feel like it's a really kind of an honest record where I get to share my sound without all those filters in between, if you like.
Mm. Hey, one of my favourite songs of all time, God Bless the Child, is on there, so I was delighted to see that as well. As you mentioned, you've written two of the songs as well. Tell us about those two tracks.
So, Like a Cello is a song that I wrote just on my own, and it's something a little bit fun, a little bit personal, and it's really different to what I've been doing. It's still in that style. It's got that jazz flavor to it, which I personally really love. And of course, I Hear a Song, the title track, I wrote with Rick Price, who produced the album, and it's about where inspiration, where creativity comes from, and that's it's got a narrative about how I get inspired and I start singing with this big ensemble. And yeah, it's a fun little song, and I also got to play the piano on it and show off how I play piano and sing. And yeah, that was a bit of fun in that track. So I hope everyone loves those two original songs particularly.
Indeed. Now you've been off and represented Australia, oddly enough, in the Eurovision Song Contest. That experience, how much did that change the trajectory of your career?
Well, it was a huge thing for me in terms of my career. I got to share my music and my song with the world, and my song started charting in, you know, 20 something countries, which was amazing. It was such a great experience, and also I guess it's what made me want to, you know, continue with my music career, not just in Australia but internationally as well. So it was such an amazing, incredible experience for me, nothing like it. And
Dummy, we are limited for time, so I'll let you go. Thank you for joining us. The album is called I Hear a Song. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. That's Dummy M.